A bomb blast rocks India. Christians gear up to help. Ministry wives will soon see a gentler form of pastoral care. And a teacher in the U.S. goes to extreme lengths for food for the hungry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 7 bomb blasts ripped through train cars yesterday in Mumbai, India, during rush hour, killing more than 150 people and injuring hundreds more. The blast is a common tactic employed by Kashmiri militants upset with Indian rule in the Kashmir region. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they have 250 workers in the region.
This is a time of the day. Lots of our people are in these trains, you know, coming back from ministry and all that. And by the grace of God, so far from our leader there, he said, as far as he knows, no one is hurt.
GFA's work is quickly focusing on the tragedy, says Yohannan.
Our people really get into full gear to get among the people and serve them without screaming at them about hell and heaven, all those things. But later they can come back and meet them and talk to them about the Lord. And that is the pattern we follow in all these situations.
GFA workers are serving survivors. Yohannan says after the crisis, the teams can go back in and share their faith. Meanwhile, we have more sad news to report, this time in Kazakhstan. A terrible accident has taken the life of a national missionary and child there. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgun says Galim and Nisbeli Tolakiev were in a van with some children visiting churches and small groups in the region of Kisyn-Ordinsk.
On the way home, some accident happened and his wife did killed and he's okay. One of the boys did die. And one boy, very, very bad situation, other boy in a hospital.
Galim converted to Christ from a Muslim background. Hagelgun says this is difficult to understand.
We don't try to ask God why. We just simply ask him what next. We don't know why. It's just unbelievable. They're so faithful to the ministry. They had a great vision.
Galim leads the outreach to the Kazakh people. The couple had seen hundreds turn to Christ and many churches planted. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sammy Tippett Ministries is launching a Ministry Wives Conference this October in Texas. One of the keynote speakers is Tex Tippett. She says one reason for such a ministry is defined by womanhood.
There seems like there's so many other things that need to be taken care of, and sometimes as women, we put ourselves last on the list, and I think that's just a mother's heart. That's how God created us as women, that we have a heart to care for others and to reach out. And in doing that, sometimes we as women need to pull away and let God take care of our lives and things that we're dealing with.
The conference, she says, is designed as a gentler form of pastoral care.
Women will walk away from that conference knowing and being renewed again, and that Jesus loves them for who they are, not for what they do or don't do or who their husband is or what ministry they're called to, but just that Jesus loves them, and as he loves them and they're secure in that love, then they're able to go out and share that love.
Registration begins next week. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, Cure International has a new medical director at their hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. Before Afghanistan, Dr. Jackie Hill also spent time in Sudan as a medical relief worker and also in Bangladesh. The Cure Hospital in Kabul contains a comprehensive women's health care center providing care to nearly 10,000 patients each month. Ultimately, as a faith-based organization, Cure shares their hope in Christ and provides help for the hopeless. And a fourth grade school teacher in the U.S. from Memphis, Tennessee, is wrapping up a 3,500-mile hunger ride this Friday in Portland, Oregon. It's an effort to raise awareness and money for the plight of impoverished children in Ethiopia and for the work Food for the Hungry is doing there. Tom Rand began his cycling journey across the United States May 27th. His awareness effort supports FHI's goal of meeting children's needs both physically and spiritually in hard places. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by giving away a free short-term mission trip? It's a Buckner Orphan Cares Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.